My people, we are living in perilous times, my people. Times when sisters 12 and 13 are having babies. Times when brothers 8 and 9 are selling drugs. Times when our infants are lulled to sleep by the sound of gunshots. I ask you why?
Why?
Because the nuclear family, the nucleus of society, has degenerated. Why?
Why?
Because Adam and Eve no longer respect one another.
Oh, truth.
Especially Adam. Truth is hard to take for some people, ain't it? But the fact remains, the ratio of women to men on this campus is 3 to 1. And I ask you, how many of you human men have taken unfair advantage on this true blessing?
Uh-huh. Ron Johnson just did. He's the kid.
Excuse me. My sisters, you'll find all your grievances carefully detailed in my book, Misunderstanding, Her Guide to Understanding the Human Man.
Hey, well, I got a grievance with your barber. Let me out of here.
You wasted $5 on that.
Kim, you cannot put a price on emancipation. Larry, listen. The human man will remain immature as long as the human woman caters to his every whim. Oh. That brother speaks the truth.
Well, now, you girls are not that easy to get along with either.
According to this, we are. The human woman should be confident and know her self-worth. She should be treated like a queen.
Oh, well, how nice, Your Majesty. Would you please help me bust these tables?
Hey, Freddie.
Hey, Jaleesa.
Would you mind telling me when you are going to return my electric blanket?
I can't. I need it to keep me warm. The dorm gets so cold.
You ever thought about looking for a boyfriend?
Look no further. See, this book says I'm one of the few men who can make a human woman happy. I'm unschooled in the doggish ways of upperclassmen. I'm innocent, naive, eager to please.
He's a virgin.
No, I'm not. Brilliant, my queen.
That electric blanket is looking better and better.
Gotta give old Shaza some credit. This is the greatest scam of all time.
This is not a scam. This is pure, unmitigated truth. Dog.
That's it. Momentito, Mr. Sister.
Surely, my brother.
I'll have you know that the women on this campus are perfectly satisfied with the status quo. I can vouch for 300 of them myself.
Pressing record.
I know it is.
Can you vouch for Kim Reese? She seems to have turned away from the human man. Far, far away. He's lighter than you.
Movie start today.
All right, I'll meet you at 7:45.
You got it.
What's playing? Guess who's coming to dinner?
Sidney Poitier, Katherine Hepburn, and Spencer Tracy in his last movie. Pauline Kael didn't like it, but I give it 2 thumbs up. See you later, Doc.
Hey, Matt.
So, Kim, another evening with Matthew?
Hey, he's a lot of fun. You should really get to know him better.
Looks like you're doing enough of that for all of us. The brothers are talking, Kim.
Good things, I hope.
Well, considering the affairs, do you think dating Matthew is wise?
I think it's my business.
I'm just trying to look out for you.
Oh, really? Who looked out for you when you were going with Kathy Kareem Cheese from Virginia Tech?
No one had to look out for me. Nobody saw me.
And then close your eyes. You won't see me either.
Hey, Bunny.
Twain, have you read this hunk of hoghead cheese?
Who's got time to read? I've been tutoring all morning, and I have 2 more sessions tonight.
Is that ugly engineering department working my baby too hard?
Mm-hmm. And Lynette Stevens isn't making it any easier. She wants to major in math, but she's hopeless.
Lynette? I remember her from the pool with her tube top around her waist. Why do you have to tutor her?
Because the department assigned me to her, Whitley.
And just where will you be doing all of this tutoring?
Oh, Whitley, why do we go through this every time I tutor a woman?
Why do you always have to tutor so many women?
Because I made a special request that all the topless wonders be sent my way.
You saying I'm being ridiculous?
Baby, I didn't say a word.
Just that you're so irresistible and delectable.
Yes.
Delightful and delicious.
Yes, aren't I, though?
I just want to know, who are you tutoring tonight?
Tonight, Leslie. Whoa, wait, hey. Leslie is the nose guard on the football team.
Well, why does he have a girl's name? Sissy.
Oh, Dean Hughes, you look like wet bread.
So kind, Baron. Why'd you call me down here?
This waste of good trees. Had to snatch it from one of my workers. The girl nearly burned down my kitchen trying to do fries and read at the same time.
Shaza Zulu. Who's Shaza?
Oh, he's the one with the Eddie Murphy entourage.
Sylvester Simon.
Mm-hmm.
This nonsense was his honors thesis, rejected by the sociology department.
And my garbage disposal didn't take it either.
Excuse me, Zulu. I've read your book, and I believe I've seen the light.
Then lightning piece of work, brother.
How did you become so learned?
Well, as a 6-year undergraduate, I've had the opportunity to observe a great many things. However, my book is not about that which can be observed with the naked eye. It's about those things that people are afraid to see, do, and think for themselves.
Wow. How can I, a mere freshman, suppress the negative inclinations of my manhood?
Oh, men are so irritating. Now, if only they'd live by Zulu's principles.
I know. Mm-hmm. You might not be so lonely.
ladies, I am not lonely. I am alone. There is a difference.
What is the difference?
I don't know. We deserve better. All right, now remember chapter 8? A woman is not a doormat until she lies down.
I say we don't lie down anymore.
Ever again. All right?
Ladies, what are your complaints? Talk to Papa Ron.
Oh.
Ain't nobody's Papa around here.
And we are tired of your arrogance and utter rudeness.
Rudeness? The only door you guys rush to open for a lady is the bedroom door.
And you try to buy our affections with expensive meals and fancy restaurants.
Hush, girl, that's a benefit.
Oh, that's right.
One we deserve because they spend the entire meal talking about themselves.
I mean,
perhaps.
That's because you ladies are a little dull.
Oh, no.
Who are you calling dull?
Excuse me, mister. If you paid attention long enough to find out what our needs were, then maybe we wouldn't seem so dull.
Your needs are in the kitchen and in the laundry room. Yes. Thank you, Walter. Now back to my dirty underwear.
Hey, come on, brother. You are what is known in this situation as a negative role model. So why don't you just roll on out of here?
Thank you, Walter.
Now, ladies, I know this
Shaza
got y'all all worked up. But there are some righteous brothers left on this campus, right?
I don't see
them. Right, they're a little unformed. They're like lumps of clay just waiting for the right sister to mold them. Make them right.
Walter, if I wanted to work with clay, I'll make an ashtray. And I don't smoke.
Amen.
Better yet, no man.
All right. Boycott.
So, Walter, did you smooth things over? Well, let me put it this way. I want you to hang on to your memories, because you're going to need them.
Shaza Zulu has the women more confused than they normally are. He's got them thinking they don't need us, when they do. Who's gonna help them move their furniture?
And tell them where the windshield wiper fluid goes.
They're going to miss us.
As a follower of Islam, I am required to seek the companionship of many women before I choose one as my queen,
yeah, so... Right. Sit down, you little microwave Muslim.
This is the work of a twisted mind.
There's a fungus among us.
Gentlemen, the women are plotting a boycott. I propose we counter with a girl cop.
No can do, okay?
For once, think about somebody other than yourself.
I think about Whitley all the time, and I'm not about to give up none of that for none of y'all.
You know, this boycott seems a little extreme to me.
Well, we're only gonna boycott until we graduate.
Oh, you think it gets better?
Jaleesa knows of what she speaks.
See, guys are the kind of merchandise that you have to buy as is.
And I like what I bought. Why do I have to boycott? Dwayne's a one-woman man.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I thought about Ricardo, till I caught him with Janet.
What? Whoa.
Well, that's your sordid history.
No, it's everybody's history.
Dwayne loves me.
The one he loves is always the one he lies to.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
When? Anyway, we have an honest relationship.
Who told you that? Him? Snap out of it, girl. Because somebody told me someone else told them. She heard someone said he was with Desiree Pierce at the library last Friday. Tutoring. But there were no books.
Oh! You're full of prunes. Mike Dwayne would never be tutoring that hezzy Desiree Pierce.
Well, this may not mean anything, but I saw him at the library with her tonight.
Si, adesso.
What I wouldn't give to be a sequin on that sweater.
Boycotting them. We must maintain our composure at all costs. Look, here comes Debbie trying to beg.
Definitely weakening.
Freddy, what's up with the rollers?
It's a statement.
I want the men to give in, not give up.
Excuse me, dude, brother. Is that seat taken?
Nah, man, I'm a lone and lonely man. Come on in.
As you should be. I mean, thank you. Harumph. Look at that Desiree Pierce.
Ooh, yeah, I hear she's pretty well endowed.
Yeah, she's wealthy, too.
I'm a tutor. Ooh, look at the caboose.
You're going out with the finest caboose on campus.
Yeah, she's all right.
Piano, piano, si va lontano, coniglio mio.
Mantello is an excellent filmmaker.
Psst. Go, Avery. You're blocking my view of the gondola.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take off my hat.
That won't solve his problem. God, I'm tired of people staring at us like we're lab specimens.
Well, as long as they don't cut us open and play Scrabble with our guts.
Mulu Zulu got these folks acting stupid.
The men on one side, the women on the other?
Didn't you? Have you ever seen a brother who hasn't had a woman talk to him for a month? I ain't either, but I don't want to see it.
Walter, these students have a stupid activity quota to fill. It'll blow over. I've seen this before.
Ay, qui amore, non te ne vai.
Gonna lose Giovanni, she's a schizza!
Giovanni.
Typical. Sophia, you don't need him.
None of us do.
What you need to do is shut up.
So what you need to do is cool off.
I do.
Choo-choo!
Oh, Whitley, I knew it was you.
Oh, yeah, your neck high in a swamp, buddy. Mr. O, I'm out with the nose guard, and you're tutoring Desiree Pierce. No telling what you're schooling her.
Okay, I tutored Desiree after I tutored the nose guard.
Then why the didn't you tell me that earlier?
Because I was trying to avoid this conversation we're having right now. I'm tired of defending myself and not doing anything.
I know for a fact that monogamy is not a salient feature of the male species, and that's because you have not truthed with yourselves. Face the ambivalence of...
Oops. Here you are in my suit quoting Mulu Zulu in my face. Why do I put up with you?
Because you love me.
And you gotta trust me. I'm doing right by you, baby.
I do.
Now, let me help you get out of this suit.
Dwight?
Honey, please, I want to get a dry clean.
What are you doing with him?
He's my man, and I'm standing by him.
No, you can't. Goods can get dusty on the shelf.
I called you here so you could discuss your problems in a post-kindergarten fashion.
Couldn't agree with you more, Dean Hughes. This harmony was my impetus for penning up this slim volume.
It's dog food!
Shaza! Shaza! I want to thank you for having the courage to admit that the human man has canine instincts.
Well, there's a correction. The human man is not a dog in the literal sense. But his insecurities manifest themselves through exercises in excess, thus working against the positiveness of his innate positivity.
What in the hell are you talking about?
That's my point exactly. Your views are divisive, unsupported, and overflowing with rhetoric.
There you go.
If my views had no merit, all these people wouldn't be here today.
And if you could pass a few of your classes, neither would you.
Dean Hughes, some of us women will never get married if these men don't change.
That's the problem right there. You women are always trying to snag husbands.
You see, Rob personifies the paralysis men experience at the mere mention of commitment. Page 30 of my book.
Well, now, I don't understand why you young people need a book to understand what you knew before you read the book of misunderstanding, or whoever she is.
Well, I would like to know what inspired Shaza to write such a timely and insightful book.
Love. Love of people. Love of women.
Mm-hmm. Love of money. Yeah.
Dollars never entered my mind, brother.
Nah, just your pockets.
How much money have you made from this book?
That'd be nice to know. How much moolah, buddy? Moolah.
Well, let's just say if my book was a record, it'd be solid gold. Is in demand.
I demand my money back.
Women Zulu!
Hillman has a problem. Oh, and this is the answer. We as Hillman men don't treat our women right, they'll go to somebody white. Kim Reese did.
You pseudo-intellectual with a pseudo-African name spouting pseudo-philosophy about a whole lot of nothing. In fact, the only thing that's real about you is your green eyes, my brother.
Kim.
You again? Hear the second Zulu's emotion?
No. I didn't like the brother's approach. He lacks discretion.
Oh, and you were very discreet when you told me I shouldn't date Matthew because he's white.
Well, that's how I felt.
Well, that's just too bad, Ron. This is not South Africa.
Point taken. I mean, can you blame me for wanting to keep one of Hillman's finest sisters to myself? Or some equally deserving brother?
I didn't know you cared.
Well, neither did I until you started dating Opie. How would you feel if I was dating Aunt B?
I know, I might not like it, but hey, if you want to go out with some old lady, I respect your right to do it.
Go ahead, Dr. D.
Ron, you do know how to be a friend.
One of my many talents. May a friend walk you home?
Oh, rain check. I'm meeting Opie at the coffee house. See ya.
I hope he's paying.